Oh my God, LTBU. Haven't done that this week. Sunday, I guess that counts. Doesn't even feel good, though, because it was against the Royals.
Game of the century.
LTBU, episode 9. Angels, hot and cold, cold and hot, injured, healthy. We're going to get into it all. Injury bug hitting the team like a motherfucker. All-star game, ballots coming out, popular vote. Some people happy, some people mad, whatever. Are we going to trade Shohei? That's a topic. Are we? Who knows? And then last but not least, we got stuff on the agenda. Let's get into it. Almost hit the record button to stop the music. That would have sucked because that intro was leaked.
Great.
Max Air Jordan 1 coming to you live. No, well.
I mean, pretty much.
I struggle with live and not live. We're live right now.
Pretty much live.
But we're not live. It's 11:56 at night, and we're doing this because Carl had to go to physical therapy at 6.
What did you
six.
Have to do?
At 6? Nothing. I was
what
free.
Did you have to do at 8?
At 8.
You piece
that's
of shit.
That's a different story. But at 6, I was ready to go. But, hey, it's okay.
Hey, I want to tell you something on a serious note.
Nah.
I'm glad you're not on a submarine.
You know what, dude? This team's on a submarine right now.
Oh, come on.
This team is on a sub. Insane week of Angels baseball. You almost got it all. Like, you got every... combined last week and this week, you got a lot of ups.
It was a fucking... It was Space Mountain.
And a good amount of downs, right? Let's kick it off. If I can load up these stats. I'm a stat boy.
You're a stat nerd.
Let's kick it off with the American League West and the like wild card standings. What do you even call it? I don't even know. What did I say last week? I said the one-oneth of an inning.
Yeah, you said one.
Yeah,
said
one-oneth.
One-oneth of an inning.
Okay, let's get into the standings. We're here because the Angels, I mean, dude, they've been up. They've been down. But first, before we get into the standings, you got to follow me on Twitter. This is not free. Listening to this podcast, and it costs one thing. A follow on Twitter. At MaxAirJordan1, that's mine. Carl Cervantes 15, that's my boys right here. And we're on a race. First one to get the Phil Nevin follow. King of the pod.
Oh, shit. All right.
Did you know he had Twitter?
You mentioned it today, but before that, I did not know.
I had no idea. And I tagged him in the video of, like, fuck it, Phil Nevin highlights. What, Phil, let's get on the same page here. All right. Standings brought to you by
Modelo.
Okay. Whoa. Tampa Bay Rays, first place in the American League East.
Cool. Despite that epic collapse today.
Super cool. Oh, I know. That was weird. They lost to the Royals, blew a lead, which you never see them do, really.
Someone say you wonder how that happened.
Oh, my God. And that's probably why. Bad vibes. They didn't play him, yeah. Which I do think is, we'll get into that, but that's so kind of pussy that they did it this week. Baltimore Orioles, second place, 45-28, 4.5 games back. They kind of look okay. I don't even know if they play today, but they haven't embarrassed themselves. I'll say that. So, I mean, they kind of did against the Brewers, but they're, you know, 13,
they hit a little skid, and for them to still be there is...
Yeah, it's crazy. 17 games above 500, and they hit a little skid.
Good. Yeah.
Third place, New York Yankees, just got absolutely demolished.
Shellacked.
Crazy. Fourth place, Toronto. Weird to say, because they're such a good team, and they're in fourth place. And then last place, Boston Red Sox, 39-37. Again, another thing, like, they're kind of good, but they're last place in the division.
39-37 to be last place, like, dead last? Is pretty absurd.
That's a competitive ass. Like, yes. AL Beast is what that is. Yes. AL Central, probably one of the more pathetic divisions, I guess.
The most pathetic in baseball.
Minnesota, Cleveland, Detroit, Chicago, Kansas City. I don't want to get into it too much. One of those teams will make the playoffs, and that is it.
One of those teams is like...
And I don't know how the Guardians, like, how are you not first place? Like, the Twins are 500. The Guardians are 2 games under 500. Like... It's going to be a race, yeah, but it's like, how, and I think the Guardians end up winning that race. Yeah, but just the Twins, like, I don't know, the Twins don't do it for me. Or the White Sox, obviously one of the worst teams in baseball.
The Twins pitching is fucking weird. Like, today, Joe Ryan went complete game, but then like you got Pablo Lopez just gets crushed.
Oh, complete game's like fucking underrated.
Bro,
that's kind of tight.
Complete game is sick because you never see
it. It doesn't even matter. Like if you give up like four hits, but you went or five hits, complete game, that's super sick.
Complete game shutout is like, it's still top tier performance in baseball.
Yeah, that's nuts.
But I think, yeah, that division, I agree. Dog shit.
Yeah, I hate the White Sox. I guess if I had to bet on it, I don't even know what the odds are. It'd probably be Cleveland plus like 200. Like, I'd take that.
I don't know. Cleveland's, like, their offense.
I don't know how they're bad.
I know, but
they're boring.
Are Cleveland the AL Padres? Like, minus the star power?
No. But like, that's the White Sox, isn't it?
No.
The Blue Jays? Oh, yeah, it's the Blue Jays.
No, but the Padres are, like, objectively bad right now.
Well, then.
And, like, you look at that lineup, you're like,
it's the Mariners.
You're like, how do you lose a game? Yeah, I guess it's the Mariners. You're like, how do you lose a game?
Yeah, true. AL West, Texas Rangers, 46-28. Good, people would say. Houston Astros, 41-34. They've got a tough series coming up against the Dodgers. But then we just had a tough series against the Dodgers, which I think we'll talk about it. There's a lot of positives to take. There's also a lot of negatives. We're going to need the Dodgers to beat the Astros this week, and they're absolutely just going to roll over.
Yeah,
and they're just going to get killed by the Astros. That's my prediction, but whatever. The Angels, third place in the American League West, six games behind the division. Lost two in a row in our last 10, 6-4. So kind of cooled off, you know what I mean? Which was expected. We couldn't be that fiery hot forever, but right in the thick of things, right where you want to be.
But if you go 6-4 10 times, like,
yeah, it's insane.
It's like pretty fucking good, but it just seems like the week has been so crazy that it seems like we're on a skid and really like
six. It's also been like a funky week.
Yeah,
these guys are used to playing, you know, five, six times a week, and now, you know, they have 2 days off this week, which they haven't had that in a while. So that can kind of throw you off. Mariners right below us. They are so bad. It's not even funny, but they're kind of floating around 500, so they're not going to, like they could still be buyers.
Okay. Right?
And I'd say they probably still are.
So in the AL, since we've gone through the three AL divisions, if there's like a bottom fifth of a division, a team in the bottom fifth of the division that you can see making a run, like, who is that?
Last place? Oh, well, that's kind of unfair.
It's like Toronto,
so wait,
right?
So I got to put it by it. League on the thing. So a team I can see making a run, I mean, it gets kind of steep because in order, this is all AL in order, it goes Tampa, Texas, Baltimore, Houston, New York Yankees, Toronto Blue Jays, Angels, Red Sox, Twins, Mariners, Guardians. Mm-hmm. I don't want to pick Guardians because it probably will be the Guardians.
Guardians are in the bottom fifth of their division though.
Bottom fifth? That's his last place, brother.
No, like, so the middle is like the third team, right? So I'm saying, like, out of all the teams, like, obviously Oakland's not going to make a fucking run.
So
like,
you're asking me Oakland, Seattle,
KC, Chicago, Boston, Toronto.
Boston.
You think you can see Boston make a run? Oh. I mean, I feel
it's one of those two.
Because I look at the Central and. Yeah, their division is just so bad that it's, like, still wide open. I mean, maybe not the Royals. But, like, White Sox, to make up six games, it's, like, it's not that much, you know?
To be fair, I hate the White Sox, but, yeah, they're probably the most, I mean, I don't even want to say best value. They're probably the best value because they're going to be plus 2,500, I don't know. Like,
bro, oh, my God. Just, like, looking at these numbers in front of us. So, like, for people that don't quite get it, just to illustrate how bad the AL Central is, the Blue Jays are in fourth place. They're 41-35, and they're 10 games back. The White Sox are 32-44. They're only six games back.
Yeah, and the Angels would be leading that division.
Angels would be leading the division by, like, three games.
Exactly. Like, they're so bad, and yeah, I guess we can complain, but our that's just a trouble. We have the second hardest division I don't even want to say it, like we might have second hardest and third hardest in baseball.
Yeah.
AL East, NL West, AL West.
NL East is kind of tough too.
Nah, I mean, it's just Atlanta.
Braves and the Marlins.
I guess. Okay. Yeah, maybe not. NL East, Atlanta Braves leading the division. Miami Marlins. I'll go quicker because I don't care about the NL. Braves, Marlins, Phillies, Mets, fourth place. That's kind of weird. And then Nationals. 20 games back. That's got to be yikes. Central, Cincinnati Reds, red hot. Milwaukee Brewers, second. Chicago Cubs, Pirates, who dropped City Connects, by the way, mid.
Very boring.
And then St. Louis Cardinals, who I guess.
Only nine back.
After this, let's. Nice little exercise. AL West, Arizona Diamondbacks, 3.5 game lead. And you'd say, hey, yeah, the Dodgers are right on there. It's the Giants.
Yeah.
3.5 back.
Giants just went sicko mode last week, too.
Dodgers. Yeah, they did. Third place team is what it is. Padres, fourth place team. What's more shocking, the Mets being fourth place or the Padres being fourth place?
The Padres.
Or the Mariners being fourth place, which is more shocking?
I think it's Padres, Mets, Mariners.
Damn. I think
real ball knowers.
I'd go Mets, Padres, Mariners.
Yeah, but the
Mets is pretty like.
You knew the Mets were doomed when the Edwin shit happened. And then like.
Mets is like. You got the Marlins and Phillies. Like everyone thought it was going to be Mets, Braves, like down to the wire.
I'll tell you what, though. One thing that I did not see fucking coming is the. And I know they're both older, but like Scherzer and Verlander to both have ERAs in like the fours.
Yeah.
Did you see that coming?
They just every time I see a Mets game, someone's getting ejected for sticky stuff. Yeah, every time.
Fucking 10 games.
So, went through the standings. Like, everyone, if you're listening to this, you know where the Angels are. Like, you know we're right smack dab in the middle. I think we're half a game out of the wild card, which is, like, again, like, you would take that. If I told you opening day, Angels are going to be a half game out in June or almost July, everyone would be like, yes, give me that, sign me up. Now, looking on the other side, it's almost kind of the worst place to be. Ohtani-wise.
Yeah.
Obviously, team-wise, it's great to win. But Ohtani-wise, being right here is really tough, and everyone's talking about it. But the next, whatever, 3-4 weeks are crucial. Because, like, let's just say we implode, right? Like a submarine did. Don't know which one. Any submarine.
Great.
Let's just say we implode, right? From now to the All-Star break, we go on a 14-game losing streak, whatever. What then? Are we more like, all right, see ya? Because here's, like, my thinking. The Angels are not going to trade Ohtani right now. Half game out of the wild card, 6 games back, no. They're actually buyers, right? We've seen that report. Perry Manassian said the Angels are buyers.
And he also said self-explanatory, which is like, he's basically saying like, use your fucking brain to
true
everybody in the media.
I kind of like that. People, yeah, I don't know if people were offended or whatever, but like
I'm a fan of like snarkiness like that.
So the plan at the beginning of the year, I mean, everyone knew the plan coming in, right? Everybody knew and everybody knows. The plan is, as long as we're in striking range, we're keeping him. We could be a little bit even under striking range, and still he's going to be an Angel. But here's where I think, like, so this is what's going to happen. You're going to get hella offers, right? Reports, people are going to come in. We're going to say no. Because trading him, yes, you get assets back, yes. And I'm still not 100% convinced it's the best business decision, but I'm leaning that it is, right? Because I've been debating, like, what you want a half of year of Ohtani from the All-Star break to September, or do you want, like, 3 years of Miguel Vargas?
Yeah.
And that's not even fair to Miguel Vargas, like, him and, like, a couple other people. Like, I was, like, genuinely, like, give me the fucking 3 months.
But then you realize, like, these guys, whoever we get back in that haul, and it will be a haul.
The Ohtani Ocho.
They're going to be. Bro, they're going to say, like, they're always going to be the guys that got traded for Ohtani.
Oh, it's going to.
CJ Abrams? It's going to.
No, I don't.
The guy that got traded for Juan Soto. Like,
I don't see Abrams like that, but I'm sure some people do. I don't.
That's also because he's on the Nats, but like
you I don't label him like that. But yeah,
you
I
get what I'm saying. Though?
Yeah, for sure. Because it's going to be the Otani Ocho. It's going to be eight
and
guys.
His first start since he was traded for Juan Soto,
and it's going to be a 30 for 30. The team that traded the best, like 30 for 30, the Otani Ocho. Pay me now, and it's going to be the eight guys that got traded for the most, you know, polarizing baseball player of all time. So the Angels aren't going to trade him. Again, business decision or baseball decision, I still don't know what's right. I don't know if you take a gamble with talent evaluation has gone up in this system. Obviously, we got fucking drafted a kid playing pony ball 2 days ago, and now he's in the everyday lineup. So talent scouting has gotten better, right? The players that Perry's picking is working. Renfro, Urshela, you know, those things are working. So I'm starting to trust the machine that is the Angels. Like, we're not the Rays. We're not the fucking Braves. But it's slowly starting to, like, you know, there's a reason we went for Urshela and not Eric Hosmer, right? Like, they made the right call there.
Perry's definitely earning his let him cook moment.
Earning his halo right now. And so here's the thing. The Angels aren't going to trade him, right? Again, I don't want to get into it. But good decision, bad. They're not because it's going to do one thing. That's going to make him the bad guy. Right, like instantly, the second he gets traded, the Angels are the bad guy. Right, greedy, bad guy. You traded the best player ever. You're going to lose fans. And I said the stadium like probably wouldn't be full like on a Tuesday if he's not there. I stand by that. I said like 18,000. I don't know the numbers. It's not going to be full. We've seen games like that, and we've seen games without him on a Tuesday, even with Trout, brother. It's not going to be full. I'll tell you that right now. So they're not going to trade him. They don't want to be the bad guy. And they're going to, you know, and again, if they go on a run and they make a deep postseason run and they're buyers and they're adding pieces, then maybe that's enough to keep Otani. Let's say it's not, right? So then he leaves. And it's classic fucking like, it's like when you don't want to, when you want to go out, but like your friend doesn't. And then your friend's like, nah, we're tired. Like, or you know what I mean? Or like you can just kind of be like, oh, I tried. Like, hey, we tried to re-sign him. We didn't. Like, don't be mad at me. It's not my fault. I don't want to leave. My friend wants to leave. They can't assume the role. Because once you trade him, you wave the white flag. Like, I'm the bad guy. Which, I guess not wave the white flag, but you out yourself, right? I'm the bad guy. I'm greedy. I want to trade him. Sorry. He's just a value. He's just an asset. Like, yada, yada, yada. Keeping him and him walking, they can always play the hand of like, well, we tried. And I'm sure they will try. Like, they are going to go ham.
They actively have been trying.
They're going to offer him piece of the, you know, ownership, which I'm a little bit more, like, borderline on that. I'm not 100% sure if they would. I would. It's not my fucking team, but, I mean, damn. Like, if you were leaving and I had to offer you, like, 10% of rocks, I'd be like, yeah, here, take it. Rocks.
Hey, dude.
Rocks.
Yo.
10% of LTBU.
Bleep.
Speaking of rocks, though, fuck. Rocks in the infield. Insane.
I think we're also in a compromising position because – no team in history has ever been faced with what we're being faced 100%. With currently. And, I mean, you go on Google, you search Otani trade, like, the first thing that comes up is there's no fair trade value for him.
From me.
And you, yeah, from you. And
I legitimately went down every team's roster, well, there's every nothing, team's there's pipeline. Nothing you can get back. There's nothing. I mean, the best case scenario is Orioles, but they're not going to blow that up. Rangers, you don't want him in division, even if it's for, like, half a year, no thanks. Padres. I think they have a good mix of people that can come over. And it'll be MLB. Like, if it's Padres, it's like, oh, bring Soto's ass here.
Didn't the Padres unload half of their top 10 to get Soto?
Yes, but I think they'd be willing to get rid of Soto.
Yeah, but, like, is that a fair... Like, I don't know. The Soto fall-off has been fucking crazy.
Yeah, but I'm not saying it would just be him. He would be in the deal. I know that. Like, which is a great consolation. Where else are you going to get a Soto from any other team? Like, there's no other team that can give you that. There's no other Soto. There's nothing.
I just don't know, like...
What's going to piss me off is if he goes to, like, the White Sox and we get fucking Luis Robert.
You mean Lance Lynn and...
Lance Lynn, Luis Robert, like, and all these, like... And again, the team could get better if he leaves, but it's like... And I said that on Baseball is Dead, went back on, by the way. I said that. I was like, well, these 10 guys are going to make our team better. And they're like, yeah, trading Otani is going to make your team better. And I was like, well, like, I get how it sounds.
The problem is The problem is, okay, there's only so many guys that, there's only so many upgrades over current, and I guess because injuries have decimated the starting lineup, but like,
yeah,
guys that we would get for Ohtani, there's only so many throughout the league that are a direct upgrade over guys in the starting lineup, right? So a lot of that is going to end up coming down
to prospects. It is more spots. It is, it's like, do you want one $100 bill or do you want five tens?
Okay, but you have to fucking hit on every single prospect you get for it to not look
that's like why I don't even fuck. That's why I don't like
it's, it'll look like a circus if you don't hit on every single one.
That's kind of why I wouldn't hate the Padres because you strong arm them for Soto.
Okay, and then
because then if let's say they let's be like, no, we don't want to trade you. We'll just get him at the deadline. Okay, compete with the Dodgers then.
So then you bring
Soto. No. But then you're telling Soto's the Padres DHs like
or what?
You're telling the Padres like, okay, compete with the Dodgers then, right? Because it's like, hey, I'm selling you this pair of sneakers, and you're like, I don't want it. Like you're gonna give them away anyway. It's like, all right, we'll have fun competing with the giveaway person. Yeah.
You realize we would take on essentially 3/4 of
I don't know. That's another
contract. Like
that's another kicker of a deal where
it wouldn't work. They had to pay it.
I mean, I don't know where they're getting this money from. And again, it's all fucking primary thinking. I don't want you guys going nuts in the fucking comments. I'm just saying, trade wise, we get Soto, and then a couple other people, whatever. And, like you're not getting that anywhere else,
dude. It literally would have to be like Soto, Blake Snell, Cronenworth, and then like three prospects.
Exactly.
But then, like, where does that? What do we?
No, like it would be like Grisham.
But what do we do with the rest of the guys on the fucking roster? Is what I'm saying. Like we send guys with Ohtani.
With Ohtani gone, like obviously you can have Trout DH more, which is what he looks like he's gonna need because he's like, what we're seeing from him is insane. Shout out Had Heat 6 called this shit.
His defense has been better than his bat.
Said 4 years left. That was like 3 years ago, and it's like, I hate saying it, but it's like, fuck, man. Seeing him, you can't really count on him anymore.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, I wonder how much of it is. I wonder how much of it is. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Still Mike Trout. Still Angels legend. I wonder how much of it is really like, damn, I'm not the big dog in here anymore.
Wouldn't that drive him more?
I don't know. Some guys it would.
You would think. I don't know. I think he's okay with that, though.
I think so too. Like I saw the Mookie Betts.
You don't think he gets happy seeing? I don't want to say happy. That's fucked up. But you don't think he's like, damn, some of the fucking pressure's off of me seeing like Shohei hasn't been.
Yeah, that's big time help. I mean that for sure. I saw the thing with Mookie on Bleacher Report. That was all right. Like it was cool. You don't really get to see him. I think Angel fans have seen him like that before, and then non-Angel fans. I don't think they've ever really seen him like that. Angel fans, like we for sure seen
like.
We've for sure seen that side of him, though.
He doesn't fully peel it back, but...
Yeah, but we've seen...
We got something.
We've seen that side, right?
Yeah, kind of.
You don't think so?
Like, we've seen... It just wasn't quite as, like...
Like, there wasn't anything in there groundbreaking that was, like, brand new, aside from, like, the World Baseball Classic shit. Everything else, I think we've... Like, I almost kind of, like, answered the questions for him, like, in my head. When, like, Mookie would ask him stuff, and, like, I'd be like, oh, this is what he's going to say.
Yeah, when he did the hot, what did, it was like the
on base, off base.
Yeah, when he did that shit, I was like, I know what he's gonna say. Like,
you can kind of guess where he's out. Yeah.
He's in.
But yeah, that was pretty good, and I like that, and I think that someone asked me that, like, how come the Angels don't really do this shit? And I'm like, well, if your best player is not doing it, like you're probably not gonna do it, right? Like, if I'm the best player on the team and I don't do interviews, like, I don't think. People underneath, like, I don't think Taylor Ward, Fletcher, fucking all these other guys feel comfortable doing interviews if Trout's not doing them. But now that he's starting to do them, it's like, all right, well, if he does it, you know, fuck it, I can maybe slide out one or two or whatever. Like,
but then you also look at, like, I think from an organizational standpoint, the track record of, like, I don't think there's an organization in baseball that has had more, like, shit thrown at them than us. Like, you think of the court shit, you think Astros. Of like, yeah, but that was
self-imposed.
That was directly like their own fault. Like us is like a lot of like freak accident type shit. A lot of like, yo, okay, this has never happened to anybody legitimately. Else. Like, so I think from an organizational standpoint, yeah, maybe Artie's a little too close to the vest, and if it is his fault, you know, like maybe he's just like, hey, fuck that, we're not doing shit, we're not letting them get a one up on us. Like, I don't know, but
I think what you're trying to say is like the risk for him is like. yes, you can have a cool viral moment. Best case scenario, you have a cool viral moment. Worst case scenario, obviously worst case scenario, fucking anything can happen. You could say anything, whatever. And I don't think they like that risk.
It just doesn't pan out to them. Like, it doesn't make sense.
But I mean, I guess I'm kind of cool with that, because then, like, that Anthony Bass shit, like, you don't want Anthony Bass on your team.
Yeah, I understand. And
maybe there's guys like that on there, but, like, them not talking kind of hides that. But also, I think now that they're getting younger, it's going to get a lot better. But
okay, like, what if
we're in, like, the last generation of baseball that, like us, we grew up without phones and we grew up with phones. This is, like, the last generation to do that. So I don't think any team is really going to be closed off. I don't even know if they can be. Like, you'll just inadvertently, like.
But I think it's still team. It's like a team by team basis.
And I mean, the Yankees are probably going to keep it close. But, like, I don't know. I think it'll get better here. And I don't think there's places where, like, where is it the best? Like, what team is the most loose with that shit?
Boston.
The fucking Padres?
Boston's pretty loose.
What do you mean?
Like, they just let Jared, like, give him free reign, even, like, years ago. And, like, Bad Bunny night. Like, I mean, when the fuck would the Angels ever have a Bad Bunny night?
I don't know if that has anything to do with the players, but yeah.
No, I'm saying loose organizationally. Like, their GM is, like, a young guy, right? And obviously, I don't know who the owner is, but, like, it's...
I think you got to give Jared a little more credit on that one. Guy works like MLB Network.
No, but he had pull there before he was...
Yeah, true.
Like, when he was, like, relatively... I don't want to say unknown, but, like, he was...
Well, now I'm seeing it on TikTok, too. These fucking bat boys, they're fucking everywhere.
Dude, I saw a guy on...
They're insane.
I saw a guy, he shows every player's, like their pro-preferred custom gloves and shit. And he's just, like, on the field, and the guys just give him their glove, and then he just, like, records himself giving it back to them.
That's crazy. So, yeah, but you've seen the bat boys, right? Like, they're fucking everywhere.
The bat boys?
They, like, ask, like, what's your max bench squat?
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen that?
No.
They're, like, two TikTok kids. They're, like...
How about Mike Trout saying, I don't bench?
Yeah, buddy, I believe that.
We asked for your routine. You're fucking jacked. Tell us something.
He's not benching. So, yeah, I guess that was initial Shohei trade talk. Again.
I think everyone's sick of it, though.
For sure. But they're not going to trade him unless a drastic thing happens, right? Because they don't want to be the bad guy. And I don't blame them. Nobody wants to be the bad guy. Who the fuck wants to trade Wayne Gretzky? Who wants to trade Shohei Ohtani? Who wants to trade LeBron? Like, you're not trading LeBron because you want to. You're trading him because he's making you. Like, you just, that doesn't happen.
I'm not even saying this, like, hyperbole to be funny because I'm a fan. Like, this would legitimately, factually be the biggest trade in sports history.
I'm pretty close. Like, it.
What would compare? Like,
Herschel Walker?
No, but, bro, Shohei has surpassed everything that anyone knew about sports.
It is insane, and it's impossible to put, like, value on. And
it's like Patrick Mahomes leading the fucking league in interceptions as a safety.
Yeah, that would be insane.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like that kind of shit.
I'm trying to think, like, who did. There's someone that does it in college.
Yeah, the.
So it was like a Dory?
Jock Tawny or something? Like, it's they call
it. I don't know, like a football player that played both sides of the ball. Adoree Jackson did it.
Oh, yeah, Dory did it.
Jabril.
Yeah, but.
Like, even those guys, like, not even
at the highest level.
I know, that's pretty crazy.
There's a guy that he pitches and he hits tanks.
Yeah, college baseball. Do not give a fuck.
Yeah, okay, dude. You say that now until...
What were we talking about before that? Before you got me off track?
Third baseman from Campbell comes up next year and he's a superstar.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch him now.
Yeah, but you're going to say, I wish I saw him at fucking Campbell.
Yeah, watch him when he comes up. What were we talking about before?
Trading?
Okay, like, you went too far back. Like,
on the the team allowing, like, the looseness of teams.
Keep going.
Further back or further forward?
Closer.
We were talking about the biggest trade in history and how Shohei is the biggest superstar.
Oh, that I got it. Thank you.
You've ever seen.
It's almost like you can't, you trading for Shohei Ohtani, and maybe last year more so, but, like, even this year, you're going to gear up to win a World Series, right?
Yeah.
But you're also going to, it's like you're fucking getting new tires, but, like, taking your windshield off. Like, what do you
transmissions?
Yeah, like, yes, I'll trade you these tires, but give me your fucking steering wheel. Like, what are you doing? Like, how the fuck are teams going to do that where they're going to offload? And, like I said, the Padres might be the best one because the team is going to add a pitcher and a hitter. Insane.
Bro, I bet you teams across the league have come to a consensus of, like, we're going to wait to see if the Angels shop him. Because if, because they're,
oh, that
their,
is a good one.
Their value, or I mean, his value is directly influenced by who's interested, right?
Like, we hold the fucking poker chip. Like, we say when the game starts.
Well, I almost want to say the opposite, though, like, to teams, because he could be the best player on the history of the earth. His value is nothing if no one offers anything for him. Does that make sense? You could be the best employee of all time, but if you don't have a job...
Then, you really think people aren't going to offer for him?
No, they're going to offer for him. But I'm saying, like, no one wants to be the one that starts the bid, and they're just like, yeah, all right. Then they're like, oh, my God, like, that was our best offer.
No, I think every fucking... You're talking about how I got my house, basically. Because I got my house on 4th of July weekend. Nobody put an offer in because it was 4th of July. And I did, and that's how we got it.
Okay, I'm happy for you.
No, you're not.
I am, but...
You're not.
Shohei Ohtani's a little different than a house.
But you're saying that if there's no offers for him, like, there's going to be... There's probably already offers for him in baseball.
Okay, in baseball, though. If a team offers something, and then another team is like, that's it? Like... You know how Jalen Ramsey got traded for like a third, right? And every team is automatic, or every fan.
Like, I would offer a second.
Every fan of other teams are like, how the fuck did we not offer this? Like,
okay.
For Shohei, that's going to be offered by everybody that.
I think 15 teams are going to make offers.
I don't know if 15 teams could even like.
They're not going to be great, but they're going to be 12, 15 teams. Like, what.
Hey, here's MJ Melendez and Zach Greinke.
Aside from the Royals, A's, White Sox, and like, I mean,
okay, like if the Mariners offered, what are they offering?
Yeah, the Mariners would almost like not offer because they know how expensive it's going to be.
Because all the teams that we saw him linked to, like preliminarily, Giants. What the fuck are the Giants going to offer us?
I'll take Yastrzemski.
Hey, buddy.
I'm just saying. He's not... What elite, else? But I'll take him.
Hey, what else?
Though? Yeah, exactly. But I'll take him.
Motherfucker. What else? Like,
Tyro Estrada. I'll take him.
Hey, you're not.
Hey, Logan Webb.
You're not even getting close, though.
I'm just naming guys. Logan Webb.
So then you go, okay, cool. Mariners. No, you're not going to offer me shit.
Julio.
And then it's like, bro, Julio is like, are we in fucking fluke territory?
And Eugenio Suarez.
Fuck that guy.
And then, we're going to get him, by the way. Kelnick, I want you to know that.
We're not getting
him. If they keep losing, we're going to get him.
We're not getting him. And then Kelnick.
Okay.
Like, I'm just trying to think of, and it drives me crazy to look at this day in and day out and say, what could we get for him? Because at the end of the day, we're not trading him.
Unless we lose 14 games in a row.
But even if we lose 14 games, like, people are going to try to lowball us. And then I think if we get lowballed enough, they're going to say, fuck you.
True.
We're not trading him.
True.
So that's where I kind of like.
Why the fuck do I keep seeing Jaime Candelario on my timeline?
Because he's a dog.
I don't want him. I'll take Eugenio Suarez over him.
That guy sucks, dude. He copied my hair.
I just know that it'll probably be easier to get Candelario. But there's a reason that shit's easier.
I just don't know. I mean.
Also, who's better, Suarez or Urshela?
Urshela.
Think so?
Urshela's versatility makes him better than like.
What about his offense though? Like, I mean, Urshela's offense was elite. Which, by the way, good segue by me. Gio Urshela is going to be dumb
because you asked a stupid question.
That wasn't stupid. It's general. It's a serious question. Is Urshela or Suarez?
That's you trying to fucking spin your. Suarez.
Well, there's a reason one guy was hopping from team to team and one guy has a long contract.
It's you trying to. Who, Suarez?
Pretty long.
Suarez got traded though. Urshela's been on. What, two teams?
He got traded. No, he didn't. He signed a deal with the fucking Mariners.
I thought Suarez got traded from the Reds. Maybe he got traded and then he re-signed.
I mean, still, like, he had a job.
Yeah, but Gio would have a job at the end of the year with us, I think.
Let me see. How the fuck did he... Is Eugenio Suarez good?
No.
Bro, he's kind of good, though.
He's not. He's just fucking... You just want to fit this narrative, and that's fine. I like
it.
It's
not a narrative, bro. Like, he's actually good. And you know what the most underrated stat is?
What?
His last 5 years, and right now he's on pace to do it as well. His last... So let's say last full 5 seasons, 140 games minimum. 4 out of the last 5 seasons. And he's on pace to do it again.
He was on the Tigers, and he was on the Reds.
Yeah, but how did he get to the Reds?
on the Red. The Tigers traded him to the Reds, and then the Reds traded him to the Mariners for Jesse Winker, your best friend.
And then he got a deal, right?
Oh, no, it was him and Jesse Winker.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they were both in the Mariners.
Yeah. Him and Jesse Winker went over in exchange for Justin Dunn, Jake Fraley, Brandon Williamson, and Connor Phillips.
Let me see this real quick. He is...
2022, he was fourth among league third basemen in errors.
Oh, shit. Maybe he didn't get a deal.
See?
Oh, no. The Reds signed him. 6 years, $66 million.
Yeah, because he had one all-star year because he was hitting in a hitter-friendly ballpark. Congrats.
Damn, so they signed him to that and then they traded him. Yeah. So that's not that great.
Because they realized their fucking deal was stupid.
Damn.
They're cooked, dude. I'm telling you.
I mean, I still want him. $11 million, that's what we're paying Urshela. And, I mean, I don't know. The only thing that's the trouble is, like, he's probably going to be – he has a little luxury tax to him because he's a Mariner.
Who are we going to give up for him? Not anyone good.
I mean, it'll just be, like – farmhands, I don't know. Like,
this podcast came to a
screeching halt. It won't be Cuero, but
Eugenio. But
don't fucking, dude. He's good.
He's not.
I don't want fucking Candelario. Tell you that.
Not good. Just give me Clint Frazier and Miguel Andujar. Yeah, see, call it a day.
Let me see what else. So, you think hands down, Gio Urshela is better than Eugenio Suarez? Like, no conversation.
Suarez hitting .217 with 7 home runs. Yeah, I think Gio's better.
Okay, but both at their, like, best.
Gio was like a Swiss Army knife, bro. All
right.
He would get on base every
time.
No,
someone else said Gio, too. I just wanted him. Like, I want to just confirm that I'm the wrong one here. But
what is your allure of him?
The durability. How does he
wow you? The what?
Durability. Like, you're not getting as great as a bat. You're not getting elite defense, but you're getting consistency over 140 every year.
You're getting a guy to go 1-for-4 every night?
Yeah, 1-for-4 with a home run.
No. He only has 7, right?
Like, I hit a grand slam and got robbed. It's not his fault.
Yes, it is.
It's certainly not his fault.
Bro, hit it further.
Grand slam to tie. He fucking, you
literally
know.
Hit it further.
I mean, I think he's a viable option.
Whatever.
He's up there with Candelario.
If he comes over, I'll root for him.
He's up there with Candelario for, like.
He's also not as young as you think he is.
He's not as young, which is. But, I mean, he only got, like, 2 years left on his deal. So, it's like, that's. You know?
He only got 2 years left in his career, dude.
That's what I'm saying, guys. That's why we're gonna need him for. We're only gonna need him for 2 years.
Want them to be with us?
Okay. So that's that. Any more trade talk? Because I think I think people know who they want to add, but it just kind of gets too deep. I'm not sold on Candelario yet. I'll just be honest. Wouldn't hate Suarez. Another big one's Goldschmidt. I've been seeing that a lot, but it's also like, what is that gonna cost? Adele and who else? Adele, Cuero. For a couple years of Goldschmidt making $22 million, like, Adele, I don't know about
Adele
that.
Adele and, like, a decent pitcher.
Goldschmidt is like if Ohtani leaves.
Hey, bro, Goldschmidt, like, okay. I hate to say this. Are we done with Jared Walsh?
I don't know. I don't think he's – we haven't had enough time. Like, we see how things are going.
I
want to
know if
but
he's
you can't,
all right, though.
But you can't you can't pull the plug yet.
I want to make sure things are all right with him, though.
Yeah, I don't. I wouldn't know.
Like,
I
mean, is he? He looks like a shell of himself.
Yeah, it is such a weird fall off. It's so weird where he might end up being just like a trivia guy of like who was the Angels' first baseman in 2021 had made an all-star game. He was an all-star,
bro. Who
was
made
an all-star?
Who made a game-saving catch in right field as a first baseman
in the all-star game? Like that. That is fucking like
left field.
He was an all-star year ago. That's fucking crazy.
Were you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
So to have, I mean, I really hope he gets this great producer. I really hope he gets through this shit and not even breaks a slump. It's just like, just hit 220. Like, because the defense is so fucking good.
Hit 200.
Because at this rate, it's so fucking good. Like, please just give us something. And I want him to get every chance. If he gets 15 chances, like, give him all. Single one.
He has earned that much.
To get every chance?
Yeah, like, we really have to burn the candle all the way down to, like.
He wasn't a Manassian guy, right? Couldn't have been, right?
He was here with Billy Epp.
Epler?
I think so.
It had to be the other guy in the middle. Who's in the middle?
DePoto? No, DePoto was before Epler.
It's been Epler, then Manassian?
Yeah.
So then, yeah, it's Epler. Yeah, man, I hope he figures it out. We need a first baseman. So, yeah, Goldschmidt's been one, and then people have been saying Renfro first, Adele, Platoon. Like, okay, but now I feel like we're kind of getting a little too funky. I don't want Renfro first. I don't want Padlo at first. Let's get into that. Kevin fucking Padlo.
I'll take Taylor Ward at this point.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Just bring Adele up.
Nevin said it wasn't going to happen, but now I think it's like, well, maybe. He's been getting a ton of hate, too. Him and Walsh have been not really fan favorites lately.
Ward?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's because you're expecting these two guys who show... Taylor Ward was the best hitter in baseball last year, like at times.
He had like an all-star start.
Yeah, like, and then Walsh, as we've seen Walsh, we're like...
Oh, an actual all-star.
We're like, when Pujols is gone and this guy gets all the reps, like, this is going to be incredible.
Yep.
And now the fall-off has been insane for both of them. Ward's defense is still pretty good. Walsh's defense, fucking elite, but...
Yeah, Walsh's defense is just nasty.
It's just hard to justify, like...
It's an asset. It's a valuable asset, and...
And you know what I was thinking?
We need that.
It wouldn't be as bad if Trout and, like, the rest of the lineup weren't in such a funk. Like, yeah, they went to the Kansas City and they smacked a couple homers. Like, that doesn't really
count. That's a get-right series.
Yeah, but then they come back and they go 0 for 17, like, against, or 0 for 14.
Yeah, I guess they, I mean, obviously they'll do better with fucking Trout playing well, but, like, I
think that mask, that usually would mask anyone's shortcomings, but they're highlighted now because he's not playing well.
Well, to be honest, like, fucking every lineup has two, like, sacrifice outs, right? Catcher and... Usually, like, just a really bad outfielder, like, or something. Like, yeah, like, and, like, with us last year, it was Squid, where he was, like he's here for one reason only, which we got to give him props eventually, too.
He's been playing pretty well.
But, yeah, when guys aren't pulling through, you don't really have the light becomes brighter. And I think also, like, Zach Neto kind of put the heat on, like, because him playing well covered a lot of shit, too.
Yeah.
Him being hurt really sucks. But... Usually in a spot where we haven't expected a bat in like the last 5 years, maybe, right? Like a fucking Velasquez, Iggy, Renjifo, Simmons, maybe. Like we haven't had a bat there in forever. Who?
Fletch.
Like we haven't had a bat there in forever.
Yeah.
So then for Neto to come in and like fucking provide that, like, and now we got it for a little bit. Now he's gone. Like, I kind of need that back. Got another one of those hidden shortstops. Like, I need that. And, I mean, when he was in, when Urshela was in, like, there wasn't, like, the easiest out was probably catcher position.
Oh, no. Our catchers have been elite. The easiest out was probably first base, right?
I mean, I'm saying when, like, Urshela was there.
Because for a while...
Because then it would be, like, Urshela, Drury, first base, second base swap, and then Neto and Rendon.
Yeah, but our catchers have, like, a top six.
I mean, I'm saying the lineup's good.
OPS. Yeah, I know. I'm saying, like, I'm...
That's how good it is. That, like, that was, like, Theis early on was the gap. Wallach, too, like, he's hot and he's... I mean, I feel comfortable with Wallach. But, yeah, like, when Gio was there, like, there wasn't really a weak spot. Like, they'd have off nights, yeah, but, like, you weren't fucking shutting them out. Last time they got shut out once... I think it's the Marlins, which was, like, just a weird series, and then twice this week. Like, it's only happened three times this year.
And Gio's versatility, I know we keep saying that, but, like...
Yeah, you're fucking stuck on that one.
But that guy, I mean, he literally played any infield position.
Yeah, that's also super underrated.
And he played them all well.
He's the fucking USBC of fucking Apple Chargers.
Yeah, he really was, like... Oh, fuck it. Yeah. Give me the glove. Like, whose glove can I use today?
Legitimately. Yeah. And dude, big ups to him. He got hurt running down a double play ball, which I wish he wouldn't have.
He got hurt trying.
He playing with heart in June. Yeah. Like, that's something the Angels have not had. I mean, I don't want to say haven't had, but it's usually gets masked by other stuff, so I didn't want that to get covered by anything else. It sucks that he's hurt, but... I mean,
and you also see, like, what Trout said in the Mookie shit, where he could have just been saying, like, a nice little corporate PC response. But, like, he did say that the dugout, I mean, the clubhouse is, like, full of guys that care.
Yeah. And they dude, all, how about when they fucking said, like, oh, the guys are starting to believe. Hey, barely?
Yeah, what the fuck, dude? Where was this in spring training?
Motherfucker, I have you guys to win the AL West plus fucking 800. What are we talking about?
Yeah. I mean, every team has injuries. Every team has bad luck. But, like, ours came all at once in a time where we really needed it not to.
Yeah, like, so that instantly cooled us down. It might be an exact trajectory of, like, Urshela healthy winning, Urshela out losing.
Yeah. And
or like obviously Urshela and Rendon out. Like that obviously like is tough. But
because think about it. You were like, all right, Urshela's out for a little bit. That sucks. That was before we knew, right? Like,
yeah, Rendon hold it down.
Before he got hurt again.
Rendon, like, we need you to hold it down.
Yeah, Rendon and Neto's there. Cool. And then it's like, all right, Neto got hurt. Oh, that's fine. Gio's coming back soon. And then.
Yeah, it was literally all three at once. Like,
yeah.
Oh, jury suspended.
Yeah, it's fucking.
That might have fucking Urshela.
Yeah, there's so many ways we can go about it, dude, but anyway. It just sucks.
What was I going to say?
Talk about something positive?
Nope. Absolutely not.
Joe Adell, furthest home run in StatCast history.
Oh, my God, bro. You think that ball's worth any money? It's got to be. It's got to be worth money, right?
Bro, did that ball re-enter the fucking ozone layer at any point?
That ball, legitimately, the longest home run in StatCast era, 521, that's probably never going to be done anytime soon. Wait, ball's got to be worth money.
Okay, so how much do you see any, like, stats that said playing in Salt Lake takes into account? Like,
no, just the longest home run in StatCast era.
Tanky?
I mean, that's just fucking crazy. And he hits tanks, and I think he's earned. I got to eat fucking shit on this one because I said Joe Adell probably wasn't ever going to play again. He played again, hit a home run first at bat.
He hit one today, too.
I'm saying in the big leagues.
No, I know, but I'm saying like he hit another one after.
It's just insane. Like he's proven us wrong, and now we almost have to give him another shot. Like he's earned another shot. I'll give him that. He's come up and stunk the bed. He's come up and folded and looked like a rook and all the defensive woes and this, that, whatever. Haven't seen a defensive woe. Home run basically every the fucking night. He's deserved a chance, and it might be just he's a late bloomer, bro. Some of these kids coming up in 19, 18, they're balling out. Like, what? Great. Maybe he's just not that. He's a late bloomer. And maybe he gets it at fucking 24, 25. Like, but that's, I don't care if he gets it at 26. Just get it.
The only problem with that is who's to say that we call him up and, like, even use him correctly? Like, Mickey Moniak deserves more at-bats.
For sure.
And I don't know if that's, like, a front office thing or, like, I don't know if it's Nev just saying, all right, chill out.
For sure.
But, like,
because he doesn't play against righties. He
just
doesn't.
Tell me, like, yeah, but I mean, bro, what, like.
He's got to be just like the worst righty hitter of all time. Or not righty hitter, but like off righties. He's got to be just the worst of all time. He probably just doesn't even sniff it.
Yeah, but you can't just have, like, that can't be a thing, bro, if you're a competitive team. Like, I understand platooning and whatnot, but, like, this guy goes ghost for fucking 3 days straight, and then you bring him in to pinch hit and, like, hope he does something for you. Like,
this is his role, bro. That, I mean, that's your role. Fuck, like, you're fucking.
But he's done enough to where he deserves a different role. That's what I'm
maybe
saying.
Maybe he's just that bad against righties. I don't know. I agree. He should play more, but, like, if he's that bad against righties, like, why are we going to wave the white flag? You know what I mean? Like, your best case scenario, we chase the starter, and then, like, they bring, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's too difficult. Okay, so June 20th. The Angels played the Dodgers. They lost 2-0, and it was one of the fucking weirdest, like, not weirdest games, but it was like a Dodger game that wasn't. It's just so weird because of the Angels playing so well, and then they come home to another test, and you know, they took three out of four from the Rangers, and then, you know,
two out of three from the Royals.
They did their business. 2 out of 3 is good.
I get it.
Should have been a sweep, but whatever. Then you come home, play the Dodgers, and you see the tweets, Angels, Dodgers have switched places. Angels on the rise, Dodgers on the decline. Da 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 da. All this bullshit, whatever. So June 20th had all these storylines. And this is just like, again, I'm not talking the actual game. I'm talking, this is the storylines that came out of June 20th, Angels, Dodgers. Drury play at the plate. Insane. New York got the call right, but they didn't show us the right replay, so obviously everyone on Twitter was mad. I had a tweet that had like 500 likes, and it eventually, when I was wrong, I was like, all right, guys, stop liking this. I'm wrong, right? Whatever. Reed out shoving Kershaw, which I don't care what anyone says, Kershaw is great, Reed was better. Kevin fucking Badlow. Have you ever heard of him before he got called up?
Yeah, but like not in like...
I've never heard of this guy.
An important light.
Get him the fuck off my team. Kevin Padlow rocking the infield. Just an insane... I've been to a billion games there. I've never seen the ball do that.
And the next day on the fucking Mookie interview, Trout's like, I told the field guy how great the field looks.
Was it really a rock or were they just fucking around?
He said it was a rock.
That's so stupid. Rocking the infield. Joe Adell's 500-foot home run. This is all one day still. Daniel Murphy is on the organization somehow. I saw him on the Salt Lake Bees roster. I forgot about that. And then what if he just comes up and him and Rendon are just dogs again?
That would not be bad.
Like the boys are back. Boys are back in town. Like that one. And he's like, oh, shit, my dog's back. Like, I'm going to go off. That would be sick. Rendon on the IL. That's
sweet. Only had 396, you fucking liar.
Well, it was close. And then Squid, low-key contributing, stealing bases. He's like the only one that got on base against Kershaw
his
early.
His at-bats have been really good, too. Like, even
that one against Kershaw left me with a bad taste in my mouth, but yes, I agree for the most part.
He's been like working walks, too, and that's very un-Squid-esque.
So all those come out Tuesday, right, which is just insane. So much to dive into, right? The Drury, the Reed, Padlow, Adell, Murphy, Squid. Crazy. And then the next night, almost an identical game against the Dodgers where I tweeted this and I had people fucking like disagree with me and I almost agreed with them, but then I was like, no. So the series that we lost to the Dodgers, two games, that's not a sweep, by the way. I'm looking for the tweet.
2 days doesn't count as a homestand either.
True. So I said the series was decided by a freaky bad hop at first. The rock in the infield game. That's insane. And two mistake pitches, right? Because basically the freaky hop at first, I think Betts pops out the next batter. So that would have been out of the inning, right? And then the two mistake pitches to Freeman and Vargas in game two that Ohtani, by the way, incredible game. We haven't even talked about it. 12
Vargas
strikeouts.
Was not even a bad pitch. It just was
whatever
like,
mistake.
Yeah, well, I mean,
like, two mistakes.
Not really. I think it was just
or he took advantage. Whatever.
But like, it was a pretty good. Like he spotted. He did what
two
he,
mistake
what
pitches,
he,
bro.
He did what he wanted with that.
Okay,
pitch.
Two mistake pitches, a bad hop and two mistake pitches against a very good team that is in a weak. I mean, the NL's weak, but the NL West is pretty strong. And yeah, they've been slumping, but I mean, it is what it is, right? Like we've been shitty and we've beat them when they were good. And we're good, and I don't think it's anything to overreact. It's been a funky week, right? Days off or discombobulated. What is the word?
Discombobulated
days off. And, yeah, like, I don't know. I'm not tripping yet. A lot of people are saying it's over, right? A lot of doomsday. Hey, I enjoyed it. It was fun, but let's get back. You know, they're kind of freaking out already. Colorado is kind of a big series. Like, I know it's not, but it kind of is momentum-wise. Like, you got to take 2 out of 3 from Colorado, 3 out of 4 from Chicago, and then you got Arizona coming in. We're gonna go to the Arizona game, and, like, you and I both said, like, or, well, you told me in the beginning, cool, get to go to Arizona, easy dub. That's not really an easy dub. Like, those are going to be tough games that we have to win, and I think going into the break with momentum, not only helps us keep Ohtani, but fucking, I just think it does so much. Like, we need to get back to the point where the boys are believing, because I think they believed, and I kind of get the feeling some are like, we lost a couple. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's on them, though. You can't fucking sit here and...
I know, but playing well gets guys back that, in.
But we can't fucking babysit fans being butthurt.
No, I don't care about the fans. I'm talking about believing the players in the locker room. Where they remember, what was it? Fucking 50, 60 games in, hey, the guys are starting to believe.
Yeah, I think they're right? Still.
I think maybe some of them fell off, and we need to get that back. Because it's definitely not where it was last
week.
It's
just different guys, though. Like, it's
true.
It's literally.
So we got to get the new. We got to get Padlow to believe.
Yeah, but
I don't think he's believing.
Okay, but he won't believe if you're saying get him off your team.
Get the fuck off my team, bro. Like, it's got to be a shitty feeling for him being the new guy and having to play like that. Don't get me wrong, tough play. Bad hop. I've never fucking seen that.
I don't know if any player in the league makes that play.
I think Jared Walsh makes that play.
I don't know, dude.
I think so.
Jared Walsh is fucking in the middle of a 3-strikeout night, maybe.
I think he makes that play. And yeah, it's like we lost that series by a bad hop and two mistake pitches. It's not the end of the world. The Angels haven't lost back-to-back games since June 3rd, and it's June 22nd. So that's just an insane streak, right? Now's the trouble part. Let's get back on track and beat Colorado and get these wins back. If we lose tomorrow, like, or tonight, you better fucking believe Saturday is a must-win game of the century. Same thing with Sunday. And then the White Sox, like, they're not good. You got to capitalize, right? And I know we're hurt, but you got to capitalize against the White Sox. It's 3 out of 4 is a minimum, right? I'm not feeling that bad about it. So, I mean, I don't know. The Dodgers, it sucked. I feel more bad about that it was the Dodgers, right? If that was a series to the, you know, what's an equivalent? The Giants, the, you know, Bex. Even the Marlins. Like, Marlins beat our ass. Nobody cares, but it's like, they beat our ass more significantly than the fucking Dodgers did.
It just feels worse because it's the Dodgers on a trajectory that was headed in every right direction. And then it's like, all
right,
well.
Yeah, that's true. Let's
see what we can do against this equally decimated team. And then it's like, don't score a run. So I'm also not impressed with them. Like, you.
Who's them?
The Dodgers. Like, you got cooked by Reed. And then, like, Shohei has not.
Which is what I was saying, too, is, like, I
Shohei hasn't looked great this year either, and then he still went out and did that.
That's what I fucking said, is I said, like, the series is a fucking bad hop and two bad pitches away from being fucking 1-1, 2-0, whatever. And people are like, we didn't get runs. We didn't do that. It's like, I don't, like, bro, they got 2 runs. Like, teams give that up in an inning. Like, in, like.
Yes, but I also, you can't overlook that we didn't score.
Sure, we didn't score. They scored 4 runs in 2 games.
Okay, but we scored 0.
I know that, but it's like.
I get what you're saying, and I get what you're trying to, like. I agree. It's impressive to give up.
It's loser runs. Shit, but it was a good loss. It was 2 good losses.
Nah, I'll never say that. But, like. Carl. I'm never going to say it was a good loss.
It was 2 good losses.
It wasn't 2 good losses.
It was two of the best losses you could have had.
They were demoralizing.
They were demoralizing. Dude, we're down fucking.
I'm not saying it's the end of the world.
I'm saying.
Yeah, I get it.
All things considered.
We're okay. Yeah.
Dude who fucking applied to be an Angel Sunday night.
We're totally fine. But still, it was like, that can't go overlooked. Renjifo's your only 2 hits in the whole fucking game? Are you out of your mind?
Is that just like a big brother?
I think they're scared of the moment, bro, honestly. There's not enough
prisoners of the moment.
There's not enough guys here that have been in moments. And like.
Like, who's one guy that you thought was like, all right, we'll fucking.
Shohei.
I mean, obviously Shohei, but like, who's one guy?
But he did deliver, so it's like
he delivered on the game too. But also, he was 0-for-4.
No, I know, but
That's kind of fucking greedy of me.
But he delivered, like, he went 0-for-4, and then he's like, "Hey, I'm gonna come out and give us a shot," and he did give up 1 run over seven.
Sure.
And then Davinsky too, like, he had been lights out, and then 2 straight series, he just gets, he didn't get shelled, but like, I mean, fuck, you know.
I mean, maybe it's just different when like. I don't know, maybe he pitches different with a lead or you know, because from coming from behind, like, it does kind of seem, and I don't know exactly, but it just feels that when we're down and he comes in, it kind of doesn't, at best, he holds the situation. At worst, he kind of adds to the damage. But when we're up, when we have a lead, I think he kind of, like, grabs his nuts. I don't think Davinsky's given up a lead. I don't even want to say that, but we've definitely been tied and they've scored, but I don't think we've ever been up and he gives it up.
Yeah, but I also don't think they keep him in long enough for that to happen.
Sure, but still, that's impressive to not. We're up 2 and you get none. Like, that's, I could be wrong though.
I feel like a lot of our guys are like that. Like, Estevez is like
our
that.
Bullpen's good. Like, it is what it is. Our bullpen, we don't even have to talk about it because it's so good. He's coming back. But yeah, Rendon's on the IL with the wrist. Matt Moore is oblique, but he's throwing. Neto is oblique. He said he feels better, but still kind of feels something. Joyce is tingly. And who else?
I'm fucking tingly.
Rochelle is done for the year.
Oh, Hoppy started playing catch a little
bit. Yeah, that was weird. I was like, he's coming back this year? No.
He's not, but he's playing catch, but he's not catching the ball back, if that makes sense. So he's throwing lightly. But. Yeah, he's cooked.
It's playing catch if you don't have a dad.
Well, no, because someone's catching it for him, so he's like rich catch.
I guess, yeah.
He's playing like quarterback.
Playing catch with your girl, I guess.
It's like quarterback where he just throws it to someone and someone else catches it for him.
Yeah, that's weird.
The one thing, though, that I will say about that Dodgers series that really fucking demoralized me is that all year, their weak spot, the thing that you see them crying about, end of the world, doomsday submarine shit, is their bullpen. And for us to fucking get no hit, basically, minus Luis Renjifo against their bullpen,
yeah,
that's like, there's no way.
Yeah,
it's
I guess
like you're a UFC fighter. You're fighting a guy that's gotten knocked out in the first round every fight, and then he just knocks you out.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Like, no way.
No, I don't hate that. I mean, I do, obviously, but I don't know. Like, the guy, Dave Roberts managed a fucking game. Like, he fucking managed Nevin into a box.
Do you think that, because I saw a lot of shit where, like, and obviously it's ignorant fucking moron Dodger fans that say, like, oh, we fucking packed that bitch and you guys are scared to come to Dodger Stadium. It's like, bro, no one's scared to do anything. Like, you guys are just annoying.
I was saying that they're not a good enough team for me to want to, like, imagine, like, it's like you go to a Tigers game and the stadium's just crowded. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, I don't.
Like, hey, yeah, I like going to the games. Yeah, sure, but when it's fucking insanely crowded, it's kind of annoying. And if I'm going to do that, like, I'm going to go when they play the Yankees. Are a good team.
I'm going to go when they play the D-backs.
Iconic team, iconic franchise. I'm going to go. I don't care how crowded it is. I'll suffer the crowds to watch the Yankees play the Angels. I'm not going to do that for the Dodgers. They're just not that good this year. And the rivalry is not even, like,
it's not even a real rivalry.
It's not even, and especially not even when they're not good. They didn't even bring anything. You think I'm going to pay and argue with a fucking dude who's down 3 buzz balls about Miguel Vargas? I'm not going to pay to watch that, dude. What the fuck? Like,
don't say Miguel Vargas. He hit the home
run. I don't give a fuck, bro. He's fucking mid. He won't hit another one until, like, fucking July.
Okay, but what does that say about us?
I'm saying, like, he's fucking trash. Like, I'm going to pay to go see fucking Bush. I'm not going to go see that shit, bro.
Chris Taylor.
I used to go see Justin Turner, fucking Bellinger at his fucking prime. Corey Seager, fucking dogs. Like, I'm not going to go see these fucking, like, little scrubs and fucking, and their fucking cholos trying to kill me every fucking do something. No thanks, dude. I'm straight. All-star voting wrapped up. I'm going to go through it real quick.
First phase.
Whatever.
No, that's a big difference.
I mean, it gives a fuck. Okay, first base, Freddie Freeman, Matt Olson for the NL. Catcher, Sean Murphy, Will Smith. Second base, Arise and Albies. Third base, Nolan Arenado, Austin Riley. Shortstop, Orlando Arcia, Francisco Lindor. DH, JD Martinez, Bryce Harper. I don't know how Bryce Harper's in it, but okay. Outfielders, Mookie Betts, Corbin Carroll, Lourdes Gurriel Jr., and Ballin. Michael Harris. So that's your all-stars. Michael Harris, kind of a big name where he's a young guy that made it. Good for him.
Corbin Carroll's a rookie.
Arcia. Yeah, okay. I'd say most surprising is Michael Harris for me. Corbin Carroll, you kind of know he's going to make it.
Wasn't he good last year?
Yeah, I mean, he's I know Braves Twitter just hates him. I don't know why, but he's a name. I guess Orlando Arcia, too. He's kind of more of an underrated name that you don't really see often unless you're a fan of, I don't even know, Brewers. You know the Brewers?
I think
Arcia. Teams, yeah?
Arcia? No. Arcia's Brewers? On the Pirates?
Don't do this.
That's pretty bad.
I already got the text from Primo.
He's on the Braves. What the fuck? What are we doing right now?
He was on the Brewers, right?
He looks like Javi Baez.
Was he on the Brewers at one point, please?
Yeah.
All right.
Good job.
I'm in the clear. Not look like Javi Baez. So, yeah, he made it.
Bro, he looks like Javi Baez.
That's insane. He's above Lindor on this graphic, so I'm guessing he had more votes than him.
But it's barely starting, though.
I'm saying.
So you're saying currently.
Whatever. He might have more votes than him. The only one that I know is Acuna Jr.
And Shohei. Oh, yeah, you're doing NL. Sure.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, Acuna's in.
Sure. Acuna Jr. is the only one that's, like, legit starter in. NL. First base.
AL.
What?
AL.
AL. First base, Vladdy. It is late because you had your fucking physical therapy appointment. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., first base. Happy Gilmore. Second base. Hockey. Or first base, second guy, Yandy Diaz. Second base, Marcus Semien. Whit Merrifield. Where the fuck has Whit Merrifield been? Haven't seen him all fucking year. Third base, Yash Young.
Fuck that guy.
And Matt Chapman, catcher Jonah Heim, Adley Rutschman. Good for Jonah Heim. I know we play him. And
bro, why do you like so many Rangers?
I don't like him. He's good. Good. You gotta respect game. Recognize game.
We don't have to do anything.
He's good catcher, bro. You're not gonna fucking get me hating for no reason. Bo Bichette, Corey Seager. So basically an all Toronto infield, which is fucking nasty. Chapman, Bichette, Semien, Guerrero. That's just the Blue Jays from last year. Outfielders, Odalys Garcia. Odalys?
Roldis?
Adolis.
Adolis.
I just say Odalys. Adolis Garcia. Odalys
Perez. Holy shit.
Kevin Kiermaier. Haven't even seen him fucking play once this year.
Blue Jay.
Yordan Alvarez. He's hurt. Randy Arozarena, Mike Trout, and Aaron Judge. So, like, half of these guys on the IL.
Voice change when you said Mike Trout, dude?
Mike Trout, Randy Arozarena. And then Shohei got and the
unicorn.
Who's the backup DH?
Then? Most vote getter, Brandon Belt.
Oh, yeah, true. That was kind of funny.
Shohei's in automatically because he was the highest vote getter. Yeah, 2 milli plus, dude.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, Belt just got fucking
a dog
mollywopped. Like, he was, I think he had like 200K. And Adele had like, or Adele, Tiny had like 2 million. Adele.
Joe Adele, you're starting DH.
Joe Adele, your AL starting DH. 7 million votes.
The fuck happened to Vaughn Grissom?
Never. He's just a guy I don't talk about. You just don't care about him.
Yeah, but remember when he came and he was just balling last year and then now he's just back to being normal?
Can I read you a list of people?
Sure.
You tell me what they have in common.
Yeah.
Tyler Glasnow, Carl Ravitch, Reese Hoskins, David Cohn, Big Poppy, and me.
All should be on a submarine.
Good one. You like the All-Star hats?
No, they're fucking ugly.
Me neither. I'm just going to do, we're in the stuff portion of the pod. I'm just going to scroll down my timeline and I'm going to fucking just read shit and then tell you how you feel about it. So, Reds winning streak?
Pretty good. It's cool. I like them.
Aaron Boone freaking out on.
You mentioned that to me. John actually, Boy. Didn't see you that. Didn't see was it? That? I heard it was like kind of troll job. Or was it?
Nah, it wasn't. I think I saw it and I was hyped up on it. Like someone told me it was gonna be good. And
did you see the Steinbrenner shit?
No, what was that?
So he said that. So for everyone listening to this podcast probably knows this, but when you join the Yankees, you have to cut your hair to like above shoulder length. Or
everybody
something.
Knows that.
And then shave your facial hair.
Everybody knows that.
And so Steinbrenner, who's like the Yankees owner, big wig, head honcho guy, he's like, yeah, I'm not changing the policy because nobody has complained about it. Like, dude, how bro, out of touch with reality are you?
Well, yeah, nobody probably complains it to
his face. Complains at you because they don't want to get fucking canned.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's a good way to live. It's like, yeah, no one complains about it. And then they complain about it. You're like, you're fired. Yeah, no one complains about it.
Someone here with a fucking... There's someone on the Yankees with like a fucking melted popsicle looking face that's like, please let me get my beard back.
Honestly, nah, you probably don't even ask that. Like, what else? Yeah, the Reds are on a winning streak. Do you care?
I mean, I don't.
They've been on a winning streak ever since you asked me if they're like my alternate team.
I don't not.
And I kind of wish I would have been like, yeah, I love them. But I think I stood my ground. I said they were pretty like, eh. And now they're fucking. Average. And now they're fucking, you know.
Yeah, my Tigers have been balling. I'm
just kidding. Tigers are the worst team in the league. Brandon Drury's been playing really well.
Yeah, ever since I shamed him. You're welcome, guys.
You shamed him?
Bro, I shamed him like 2 months ago, and then he hit a home run that day.
Jared Karrabas, MLB draft stuff. People were mad about that, and he went in the cage and swung the bat like a Twitter user.
Grounded out 14 times.
He did swing the bat like a Twitter user, and people were in the comments. Obviously I'm biased, my homie. I thought his draft coverage was bearable. People were like really freaking out about him covering the draft, which I guess like people were saying is like we studied these guys all year, minor league this, and you just hop in and take the shine. Like I was like, ooh, true, but
say
also
about anything though.
Yeah, true, because he's not really a minor league guy, but he is, but he isn't. But I guess I kind of see both sides, but I mean. What do you want him to do? Just say, no, I don't want to go on MLB Network?
Yeah, you can't get mad at him for having the opportunity. Like,
yeah. And, I mean, his legs aren't even that small, so I think they look really big.
Him standing in the cage, with all due respect, sorry.
Don't do it.
Best friend.
Don't do it.
He looked 4 feet tall.
He's 6 foot, at least.
Fuck off.
He's 6 foot. He's tall.
There's no fucking way.
Tall guy.
Yeah, he's 5'3".
Tall boy. Julio might not make the All-Star game. Or wait, is that official? Julio might not make
the fucking team next year.
He's not going to make All-Star game in his own city. That sucks for him.
That's so funny.
Mike Trout Savant pays. Let me see. Oh, Victor Wembanyama was holding a baseball, and it looked like me holding a golf ball.
Yeah, that's that guy. Congrats to him for being the first pick. He said he's going to eat breakfast tacos, whatever the fuck that means. Like, that being a real thing is just absurd.
Okay.
Breakfast tacos. You're going to go get breakfast tacos anywhere, dude?
One last call on Eugenio Suarez.
Dog shit.
Out? Yeah. So you're out.
I'm off base.
Are you out, like, if we can get him for a fair price, you're in? Or if it's like, I'm out if we overpay?
I mean, bro, he's...
Like, if we can get him for a fair price, would you add him to the roster?
He's like the 20th best third baseman in the league.
If we can get him for a fair, and that's, you're not going to get fucking Nolan Arenado. If you can get him for a fair price, would you be okay with that? Or would you be opposed and be like, what a stupid move?
I'm not impressed, dude.
Okay, so you'd be opposed.
Yeah, I don't want him.
All right. I just want to set the line right now. I just want to make sure what side you're on.
Be very clear.
I want to make sure what side you're on.
If he comes to our team, I'm going to root for him. So, I mean, you can't just go with fucking, oh, you said you didn't. Okay, yeah, but if he fucking comes, yeah, I'm going to say, hey.
Sure, you're going to root for an angel, but
go Suarez.
Do you want him to be an angel?
I root for the other fucking Suarez, asking. Too, every day. And he fucking, how did that work out?
I'm saying, do you want him to be an angel?
No, I don't give a fuck.
Okay, so then when he gets here, I don't want you rooting for him.
That doesn't make sense.
Garrett Cole, you just listen here, buddy boy, waving his finger. That was kind
of
nerdy. Dude,
you can't just go through all of your tweets.
I mean, that's literally what I'm just timing. That's like,
no.
This is a perfect thing.
No, get out of here. Your tweets are not good enough to just talk about them on a
podcast. Perry Manassian said that we're buyers.
Yeah, we already talked about that.
Nice. Okay.
This guy sucks, dude.
Drury was safe, was born.
The fact that you make me fucking look at this guy's page, it's pathetic.
Okay. Well, that's mean. I don't know. Pull up Candelario's. For the record, I'm out on Candelario.
I'll take Jamer.
I'm out on Candelario. I don't care what you guys say. I'm out. I don't want him. It is what it is. Padlo has to go, too. He lost the game of the millennium. Or no, he lost the first game, so that's, I'm not okay with that. Okay, we're coming to an end here. I think
Jamer is objectively better.
Jonah Heim blocking the plate. Did you see that?
Yeah, and then Gary also.
That was kind of bullshit.
That was so stupid.
And that umpire, Phil Cuzzy, whatever. Like, he's kind of really starting to piss me off. I don't even think he was at the game, but he's trying to piss me off. Yeah, Gio won last time. He's down for the year.
Rip.
Sorry, man. That really sucks. Thanks for your heart. I want to do a Kobe Bryant, like, I gave you my heart. I gave you my hustle. Like, he did. The Yankees crying about not having Aaron Judge, but, like, still being, like, 500.
Yeah, I think that just tells you that the Mariners suck.
Super annoying.
Actually, the Mariners beat the shit out of them today.
Yeah, that was a bad time.
But remember when I said that the Pirates shit was not sustainable and then sustain?
You did say that. And the Pirates have fallen off big time.
Literally fell off a cliff. And their City Connect sucks.
And their City Connect's probably the worst part of it all, is that they did that. And that's it. A lot of Ohtani trade talk.
How do you think teams feel unveiling City Connects in the midst of just like
and being they terrible? Suck? Yeah. I mean, we did that, dude. What do you mean, how do they feel? We live that. We had a 14-game losing streak and we dropped them.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Carl, you live that. Why the fuck are you asking me? You were fucking there.
Last year was a blur, dude.
Yeah, everything's a blur.
You started being a snake.
Josh Donaldson? Yeah, me.
Josh Donaldson's fucking...
Fuck you.
He's done, too. How's he doing on your home run escapade?
He's got like 7.
What did you need?
Like 15, 16. It's kind of close. Like, it's going to come down to the wire. He just can't get hurt again or else I'm fucked.
Oh, tomorrow. Broken toe.
Yeah, that's about it. That's all I got. That was fun. One of the better episodes. Probably more filled. I feel like we're missing something.
Tomorrow, we want to talk about the upcoming games?
I mean, we kind of did.
We got 3 in Colorado. We got Sandoval versus Freeland tomorrow.
That's low-key a matchup.
Well, Freeland gave up 7 runs his last outing.
I know so they're bad, but that's low-key a matchup.
I hope we can replicate.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, it's a good litmus test.
Oh, we didn't talk about Sandoval's outing.
Sandoval.
Again, it was against the Royals.
Sandoval was nuts against the Royals. And then Canning.
Damn, they kind of reset the rotation. Because he pitched Sunday and he's going again tomorrow.
Yeah, because two off days in between.
I guess, yeah.
I think tomorrow's a good litmus test because if you go and you do what we just did against the Dodgers, and then you have this like, it's like the UFC reference. You go out, you get knocked out first round, and then you have like a 15-year-old kid that you're gonna fight, which and fuck? no one would sanction that. But hey, you have to go and take the 15-year-old kid.
You're hearing this, Lippity? A 15-year-old kid you're gonna fight.
You gotta take him out fucking first round, dude.
Oh my god. All right. So we got
Rockies are a 15-year-old kid.
All right, bro. We got three against Colorado in Colorado. I really hope we get like a 500-foot bomb out of that. That'd be sick.
Hey bro, I hope we get some dubs. Fuck the home run.
Sure.
Joe Adell already did that in Salt Lake.
Then we got four against Chicago. Check out this fucking sneaky good matchup. Detmers Kopech. Ohtani Giolito. Sandoval Lynn. Three just like sneaky
Walmart Burt Kreischer.
Sneaky good matchups right there. And the game we're going to, we're getting Canning versus Kelly. And another game we might have to go to Sunday, July 2nd. Zach Gallen on the mound against the Halos. That's going to be interesting.
We're getting everybody's ace.
We're literally getting Freeland, Cease, Kopech, Giolito, Lynn. That's fucking... What?
Yeah.
So. Kelly and Gallen. So, yeah, that White Sox series might be a little harder than I thought. Cease, Kopech. Cease is a definitely, like, that's like a two-hit game.
Because we didn't see Cease or Kopech last time.
I'll take Giolito. I'll take Lynn. But, like, fuck, man. The first two, it's brutal. Whatever. We have to beat Colorado, beat Chicago. Hopefully they get fucking their rotation.
Luis Robert, six home runs in that series.
I will fucking swear to God, Carl, that'll be my 13th reason.
Because of you.
Sacrifice on the fucking concourse at Angel Stadium.
At least Eloy Jimenez is alive again.
Anything? I totally forgot about that player. He's just the most mid. You literally cannot make a more mid player than Eloy.
Yeah, you can. Eugenio Suarez.
Don't ever disrespect Eugenio like that.
Bro.
Final thoughts? Final thoughts?
Final thoughts is we have
no, I can't say final thoughts. Baseball does say that.
Oh, my God.
Last.
Every podcast says
last
that, dude.
Brain connections.
Oh, fuck off.
Ultimate brain connections, Carl, to end the show.
Okay, gun to your head. Eloy Jimenez or Eugenio Suarez?
Eugenio Suarez.
No way.
Easy.
He smokes him.
I don't give a fuck.
You
can get an outfielder like Eloy anywhere. Eloy's give me fucking Benintendi. Like
Eloy's a DH.
Garbage. He's an outfielder, though, right?
Whatever the fuck he is, okay. Yeah. I think
so. Final conclusions, brain waves.
I mean, it's not
any last brain waves.
It's never as bad as we think it is, and it's never as good as we think it is. So if we stay right in the middle, we're not trading Ohtani. We have to go score 50 runs against the Rockies.
That's some bullshit ass answer right there. I like that.
We have to come back.
They media trained the fuck out of you, huh?
We have to come back and play against the White Sox against all of their best pitchers in this century.
Yeah, I don't look too forward to that though. You know, let's handle business this weekend and get the ball.
We have to come back and beat all of D-back's great pitchers too.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's a good. We really have to like survive the rest of June because July is a hard schedule.
I didn't want to get into that. We'll get into that next week.
Well, there's your fucking preview.
Well, I'm just saying I didn't want to get into that because it is hard, and let's just put that away until we can kind of think about it. So that being said, LTBU episode 9 is over, man. We're out of here. Fuck this. I kind of got depressed because I saw the fucking pitching matchups.
August 1st, the Angels have lost 12.
Oh, my God. And Ohtani's gone. yeah, man, LTBU, check us out online on Twitter at LTBU Pod, at MaxHairJordan1, at CarloCervantes15. My last ultimate brainwaves is, yeah, man.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's kind of where I'm at is – beat Colorado. You got to. I mean, I don't care if people say that we're just a team that beats shitty teams. Fine. Just do that.
2 out of 3 from Colorado.
And then another link if you guys want to, like, not even a link, but Carl and I going to be at Angel Stadium versus Arizona Friday, June 30th. It's an Apple TV game, so even more reason to come out to the park because I know you're not paying for Apple TV. Yeah, Friday, June 30th, Arizona, 6:30. Light that baby up, and I'm out of here.
Tyler Anderson versus Adrian Gomber. Jesus Christ.